Gentas presents The Empire Builders by Vivian Stewart, performed by Simon Slater.
Prologue. Her Majesty's steam screw frigate Kestrel arrived in Port Jackson to relieve HMS Galar on New Year's Day, 1859. The Galar's commander, Red Broom, newly promoted to post rank for his services in India during the Sepoy Mutiny, swore aloud as he watched the new arrival come to anchor in Watson's Bay, for she was 2 weeks ahead of her anticipated appearance on the station. His own ship had completed her refit only 10 days previously, and with the damage she had sustained on her passage from Calcutta now repaired, he was unhappily aware that he would have to sail for England to pay off as soon as he had handed over his responsibilities on the station to the Kestrel's commander. Nevertheless, it would be inhospitable in the extreme were he not to make his successor welcome. A dinner party at his house would best fill the bill, Red decided, after the formalities were completed. His wife, Magdalene, was a skilled hostess. She would be as distressed as he was by the Kestrel's unexpected early arrival. But in spite of that, he knew that he could depend on her to make the meal a memorable one, since it would be his farewell, as much as his relief's welcome to the colony. He had cause, however, to regret his impulsive decision during the ensuing days as he prepared for departure. The Kestrel's captain, Commander Rupert Harland, proved to be a small, bombastic man, considerably older than Red himself, and several years senior in service, his lack of promotion the result of the findings of a court of inquiry, which had held him to blame for the death of a midshipman serving under his command in the West Indies. The boy had been the youngest son of the Second Sea Lord, and because of that, Harland confided sourly within half an hour of meeting Red for the first time, their lordships had kept him on half pay for the past 5 years. His appointment to the Kestrel had come only after the death of the vengeful old admiral, and the last station he had wanted was the one he had been ordered to take up.
"A damned convict colony," he asserted belligerently. "And for 2 years. God forgive them, for I cannot."
He eyed Red's tanned, good-looking face with sour displeasure, mentally calculating the years between them, and clearly finding the difference in their ranks a cause of resentment that he took no pains to hide.
"Damn! I had my lieutenant's commission when you were still a newly joined mid. Served under the late Admiral Stirling, didn't you?"
"I did, yes. The Success was my first ship, but..."
"And you were born out here, I was told."
Harland made it sound like an accusation, and Red stiffened.
"Yes, that is so. I..."
"Then no doubt you will find it a wrench to leave. Devil take it, I'd take my eye teeth to exchange with you, Captain Broom. I've a wife and family in Dorset, and after skimping and saving on half pay for 5 long years, I cannot afford to bring them out here."
And he, Red thought, as he listened with restraint to the tirade, would gladly have given more than his eye teeth to make the exchange, had that been possible. His instinctive dislike of his successor came to a head within 2 days of making his acquaintance. Klaus van Buren, now one of Sydney's most valued merchant traders, brought his beautiful American-built clipper Dolphin into port when Red was with Harland in the Commodore's official residence, overlooking the harbour. Harland had watched the schooner with admiring eyes, despite the fact that his command was powered by auxiliary steam. At heart, he was a sailing ship man, which was a point in his favour, and on his expressing interest in the superbly designed vessel, Red offered to arrange a visit of inspection for him. Having known Klaus since boyhood, it did not occur to Red to mention the shipowner's mixed ancestry. Sydney society had long since accepted him for what he was, and in any event Klaus's dark skin was evidence enough of his native Javanese blood, his aristocratic Dutch name proof of his breeding. The visit to the Dolphin went well initially, for Rupert Harland's interest was genuine, his knowledge of clipper design remarkably comprehensive, and his manner towards Klaus, if a trifle condescending, was polite. Klaus's pretty American wife, Mercy, and their 2 young sons were on board, and when the lengthy inspection was at last...